and Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now that's tasty.
A proud member of Something Special.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It's the third deadliest train crash in India's history. Rescuers trying to pull people from the wreckage after two passenger trains and a stationary freight train derailed. This survivor spoke through an interpreter.
10 to 15 people fell on me when the accident happened, and everything went haywire. I was at the bottom of the pile.
More than 280 people have been killed. Hundreds more are injured. Troubling findings in an investigation into a child's death in Border Patrol custody. Her father is distraught.
They killed my daughter. It was a medical emergency.
The 8-year-old with health conditions died May 17th. The investigation found a nurse practitioner refused repeated requests for an ambulance. President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill into law today and avert a default on the nation's debt. In a speech to the country last night, the president said the bill wasn't perfect, but it could have been worse.
The original House Republican proposal would have cut health care for up to 21 million Americans on Medicaid.
A vigil held last night for a South Carolina teenager killed after being accused of shoplifting.
Down the road from the gas station where 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton was shot in the back, running away, allegedly by the owner who wrongly suspected he was stealing water bottles, a prayer for peace and change was held.
Let's say Cyrus's name so that people don't forget that this was a child that died.
Cyrus's funeral is today, and the gas station owner is charged with his murder.
CBS's Mara Rubin. A judge in Colorado has agreed to delay the first criminal trial in the death of a black man who died at the hands of police. CBS's Jim Crisula has details.
23-year-old Elijah McClain died after being stopped by police, forcibly restrained and injected with a powerful sedative in a Denver, Colorado suburb nearly 4 years ago. Lawyers for two police officers charged in the case have convinced a judge to delay their July 10th trial over objections of prosecutors.
Five police officers and two paramedics have pleaded not guilty to charges, including manslaughter and criminally negligent reckless homicide. The state of Arizona is imposing limits on new construction in the metropolitan Phoenix area. The reason? Lack of water. More from CBS's Ben Tracy.
Their groundwater is being depleted rapidly, and also the water they get from the Colorado River, their other lifeline, they're seeing cuts to that supply as well because there's been a 23-year-long drought in the West as it gets hotter and drier due to climate change. So all the states in the West are having to take cuts from their Colorado River supply.
And that means not enough water for those who would be moving into large new housing developments. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kinert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome back. Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci moving, stuck in a moving van somewhere. Evan, you know how it is when you try to move your apartment 1 mile down the road. You can't find anybody who's reliable to get your stuff there. Johnny, we miss you. We'll see you next week. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Teaching and learning in hostile times. I used to have a blog on Google in 2008. And I called it that. That was the title of my blog in Google, Teaching and Learning in Hostile Times in 2008. I look back at 2008 now and I'm like, wow, we were free back in 2008. What was I thinking, teaching and learning in hostile times? Because today, man, where are we today? Hostile times? I don't know. Stuff is being banned, outright banned. To be taught in grade school, to be taught in middle school, to be taught in high school, to be taught in college. How do we ban information? Are these, you know, heretical insanities that will ignite the population into some kind of dystopian rebellion? What is it about the banning of teaching certain things right now that has gotten into certain politicians' waters, particularly Florida? Well, we have one person, and I'm just going to quote, I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. Check that out in the Daily Beast. Our guest tonight, Will Horn, he's the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University who writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during construction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History and Review. Will, Dr. Will, welcome to Busted Pencils. How is it going over there in Philadelphia tonight?
It's a beautiful night, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm a professor, right? And Florida just banned everything I teach. I already made the announcement. You're at Villanova, you're in Philadelphia. Somebody's going up there right now going, but you don't even teach in Florida, dude. So you didn't, nothing was banned. Explain, what do you mean banned? You can't teach in Florida. Give us a little bit. I mean, the Daily Beast, what is this stuff?
Sure. Yeah. So that's right. I don't teach in Florida. I'm not claiming to teach in Florida. But Florida has banned all of the subject matter that I teach. And as someone who lives outside of Florida, and I'm very grateful to, you know, teach at a great institution who, you know, they are very supportive of me and my work. I think it's important for me to speak out for people who maybe are worried about their jobs. Right. I know a lot of scholars in Florida, a lot of educators who are very concerned about their jobs. And I've reached out to several of them to try and connect them with interviews recently for various publications. And unfortunately, they're concerned that if they speak out about what they are experiencing, right, or the concerns that they have about how you deliver content, when in fact, you know, the three quarters of the content of your class has been essentially banned by the state, you know, how does one do that, right? But they're concerned, of course, that they're going to be fired if they speak out. And so, you know, part of the reason that I decided to write this is because I teach, you know, predominantly Black history in the U.S., a good bit of U.S. history, you know, and some broader world history. And so this is stuff that, again, the Florida bill touches on. And I am a little bit freer, I think, than maybe some people in Florida to speak out about the impact of these things for students. And so this is really kind of the basis of my article, is that, look, students really want to learn this stuff. You know, I taught high school for a number of years back in Louisiana. You know, I taught at a couple of different universities. Every single time I've taught this type of content, students are hungry for more, you know, and every single time, regardless of grade level, you know, or, you know, in this case, university level, they have often shared that they hadn't experienced that previously, that this has been something that had been missing, you know, from their education experience that helped them make sense of the world. That's really important. And so that's why I think it's really important to write something like this.
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the fact that kids want to know this. They enjoy learning this. That, to me, sounds like reason enough that we should keep it away from them, because we know that anytime somebody wants to know something, that something they know is probably going to end up disastrous. Okay, enough of the funny talk. Well, no, I mean, we, you know, we're here. Johnny's not here tonight, but, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, the, you know, the freedom to teach and learn. And yeah, you're not in Florida, but to point out the fact that I'm a professor, Florida just banned everything I teach. And I just want to read from the piece in the Daily Beast for a second. Quote, writing during the apartheid regime of Jim Crow, famed historian and founder of Black History Month, Carter G. Woodson observed that the philosophy and ethics resulting from our educational system have justified slavery, peonage, segregation, and lynching. That system is exactly what Governor Ron DeSantis has tried to resurrect in signing SB 266 into law, a whitewashing tactic that has historically coincided with white supremacist violence in the U.S. All right, we're not going to get to white supremacist violence just yet. There, Will, but
sure.
Okay, so Woodson was observing at that time schools actually doing the work of teaching racism, of teaching segregation. Are you saying that you, what you are not allowed to teach now is that you're not allowed to teach that, hey, Carter Woodson said that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if we're starting with basics, that's a basic that I would, you know, again, if we're looking at the Florida law, if we're looking at similar legislations, you know, similar legislation or, you know, executive actions in various states, you know, across the U.S., that would be difficult to teach and that might put you, you know, in some place of liability, you know, relative to the state.
It's a, and what's interesting about that, right? I just said, yeah, it's a fact. Okay. This was a quote that was actually done, you know, said, and the reality of the quote, okay, is that, now maybe somebody would say that sounds like critical race theory, although I'm pretty positive that anybody who's officially participated in the banning of CRT really has no idea what it is they're banning anyway. Really, though, what they are trying to ban is to say this story of saying, hey, people have been observing for quite a long time, particularly that our education system can tend to, and in fact, in certain places, can be very segregationist, very historically racially biased, and the curriculum itself can do lots of injustice to kids and families. And somebody would say, well, we're beyond that now, Will. We don't need to teach that anymore. Maybe it's a fact, but what purpose is it in bringing up the fact that in the past, schools used to teach racism?
Sure. Yeah, that's
not,
a great
not question. Teach racism, but let's teach
essentially people how to be racist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we can go back, you know, we could look at those textbooks, right? And there are just some really gobsmacker of lines in there, but they're not all that different from what you see, for example, in the quote unquote, like American birthright curriculum. I don't know if you've seen this or not, you know, but it's, yeah, so it's associated with Christopher Rufo. And I make the case, and I think it's pretty clear that in fact, this is inspiring some of the legislation that we're seeing at the state level in terms of what is being required to teach, you know, and the sort of the quote unquote, like Western values, you know, and that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, the reason that this is so important is that, like, you know, we, even if we're not, let's say, even if teachers are not teaching kids, as you put it, like how to be racist, right? If you're omitting what actually happened in the past in your classroom instruction, then what you're actually doing is depriving students of the ability to understand the world that they're moving through. You know, I give some examples in the article, like a really prominent one in our public discourse is redlining. You're not going to understand the reasons that our neighborhoods are very segregated and remain segregated today if you don't have any concept, right, of redlining. And so you might come away, and I've had students share with me ideas, right, sort of spitballing ideas, both in high school, you know, at the college level, that, oh, well, maybe, you know, like this group just wanted to be by itself, or maybe this group just didn't work so hard, right? And so that's why they have to live in this area, right? But that's not the case at all, right? In fact, we know, like, it was, you know, it was a part of U.S. law and a part of U.S. Public policy that created this, the segregated neighborhoods that we see today, you know? And so if we're talking about, like, you know, it depending upon what city you're in, right? Like, if you're talking about this neighborhood over here is very dangerous, right? Then in part, like, what you're talking about is, in fact, like, you know, an expression of this longstanding decades and decades and decades of U.S. policy. And so if we're not teaching students that stuff, right? If we're not teaching students what actually creates the world that we inhabit today, then what we are doing, in fact, is leaving those questions open and sort of wink nodding, suggesting that, in fact, you know, there must be something wrong with those people in that neighborhood, right? And that's, you know, one of the real dangers.
Well, and, you know, I'm not even sure it's a wink and a nod anymore, to be honest.
Sure.
You just, you know, I mean, you know, we're talking about Chris Rufo. I mean, you know, I mean, he's always listening to Busted Pencils. He just never calls in, and you know, but it's just the way it is. You know, he doesn't want to deal with Johnny and me. But, and now, God forbid, he would call in and join us tonight, 844-967-2789. But, you know, when you point out that curriculum, you know, American birthright and stuff. So when we talk about banned, what's being banned, we have to also then put in a measure of making sure people understand, and what's replacing,
okay, that's right,
the ban is a curriculum, not, you know, based on, and this is the kind of weird part, is it's a curriculum that is largely fantasy, potentially maybe positively aspirational, if sort of like that, but we're mandating. We are mandating fiction, fantasy, and patriotism, and we're taking away truth. How do we do that? It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number's 844-967-2789. Our guest tonight, Dr. Will Horn. He is at Villanova. We're talking about his piece. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. When we get back, we're going to, you know, go into a little bit of white supremacy. Busted Pencils, back after.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Go Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Dr. Will Horn, his piece in the Daily Beast. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. We're talking about, you know, this whole idea of legislating, you know, and here we're talking about American history, and we're being very specific here. There's a lot of things that are included in this, but Will, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, and kind of pointing this out right as we were coming into to the end of last segment, paying attention to what's being banned is really important, because you say, you know, things like redlining, yes, banned, right? Well, wait, but redline happened for real. It really did. I know, but it's banned because it might make somebody uncomfortable. And therefore that word uncomfortable is the kind of, you know, pressure gauge that says, oh, that's a banned material. As soon as somebody says I'm uncomfortable, you know, we're talking about American history, but then paying attention to the curriculum that replaces what's being banned and seeing then the, you know, a very whitewashed, westernized, patriotic march to the celebration of America has done nothing except be awesome.
Right.
And you'd sit there and go, yeah, well, I can hear, you know, potentially my grandfather is not here anymore going, well, that's what they taught us, and I turned out just fine. You know, what do we need to be teaching all this other stuff for? You know, it's all in the past. Why aren't we talking? It's like, no, but what's in the past also is the fact that what we, quote, used to teach you, granddad, wasn't true then. And now we absolutely, it's not like we didn't know then, but now we have curriculum materials. And you said, what is the purpose of teaching and learning is not to, quote, you know, and I'm going to use their line, the woke warriors, they're the ones who are doing the indoctrinating. when we look at what's being replaced by what they're saying, what is being banned. Tell me a little bit more about some of the alternative curriculum that is, quote, acceptable under the new Ron DeSantis. And it's not just Ron DeSantis. It's, as you point out, 36 different states have done something and or similar. My state here in Ohio just last week passed Senate Bill 86, which is, you know, it's the Florida bill here, you know. So, yeah, it's not just Florida. But let's talk a little bit about that, you know, quote, alternative or supplemental or the curriculum to use in place of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of talking about, like, you know, the quote unquote founders. There's a lot of talking about, like, that, you know, the U.S. is a Christian nation. It's founded on Christian principles. There's actually a lot of really broad stuff because it actually gets kind of dangerous when you get down into the specifics, even of the founders. Like, even if you were to look at just the Declaration of Independence, like sort of the first founding document, there's a reference there to, like, you know, a frustration with Great Britain because, you know, allegedly they, like, forced the colonies to have slavery, which is absurd. And you know, there's a sort of an accusation there that they, you know, aren't doing enough to, like, eradicate, you know, indigenous people, you know, in and around the 13 colonies. This is in the founding documents, right? So when you actually, like, start to look carefully, even at what is being mandated, right, then you cross the line. And so it isn't even just that, like, you know, you can't teach about slavery, you can't teach about redlining, you can't even actually teach the actually existing Declaration of Independence. You can read the first little bit. You can't teach the whole thing.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. It's like, well, wait, well, no one reads that part anyway. We all, I mean, that's, you know, kind of like subtext, footnote, you know, we would, you know, because, yeah, you'll hear this, you know, because, and I'm glad to hear you, you know, you start out as a social studies teacher. I'm a social studies person. Johnny, who's co-host, is a social studies person. We look at this and we were, you know, we probably came at this from the point of view of going, it's just like, man, even myself finding out for the first time the things that I hadn't been taught. And feeling the passion come over, not of anger, of frustration, of sadness, of guilt, of going, man, I want to know more. I want to know more. But when we're talking about this mandated, you know, the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence and that only,
right?
It's like we're stripping away and saying, don't look. And in fact, it's not like we're saying, don't look closely. Don't read closely. Don't think just here's what it is that matters. We've decided this already for you. How the heck, this is radio, so we got to use that word, heck. How in the heck are people walking around talking about this as if this is a move towards setting people free?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a move for empowering some people, those people who already have power. Right. But if we're wanting to understand how the world actually works, if we're wanting to understand things that actually happen, this curriculum isn't going to do that. And in fact, it's designed to keep that from happening. And I think that's really important. You know, the people who are designing this, they I think do, in fact, know our history. I really think they do. I think they do actually have sort of an accurate understanding of the, you know, legacies of inequality, of racism, you know, sexism, all of the isms, right? And it's in their interests to keep everyone else from knowing about those things because they're the ones who actually benefit from those systems. And yeah, that sounds like CRT, and that's fine. But you know what? That's just true. So it is.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
CBS News Brief. Rescuers trying to pull people from the wreckage after two passenger trains and a stationary freight train collided in India. This rescuer spoke through an interpreter.
Many people were there asking desperately for water. Lots of people, including women from my village, came out to help.
More than 280 people have been killed, at least 900 injured. Federal investigators looking into the death of an 8-year-old in the custody of Border Patrol say a nurse denied her proper medical care. The Washington Post's Nick Miroff.
This nurse practitioner saw the child multiple times and denied repeated requests from her mother to call an ambulance, even as the girl's condition worsened.
President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
If Congress failed to pass the bill, a default would have followed by Monday. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Milwaukee's very own Downtown Dining Week starts on Thursday, featuring multi-course lunch and dinner specials. You can learn more by visiting downtowndiningmke.com. Friday Night Live in Waukesha begins this Friday from 6:30 till 9. Enjoy live music on various stages throughout downtown. Sendik's Family Fun Day is this Saturday from 1 till 3 in Market Square at the corners of Brookfield. Enjoy a day of family fun for everyone. And if you're looking for a patio party, join Motor Bar and Restaurant. They kick off their summer season with some music and food and beverage specials. Call 414-287-2778 for more details.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Water is one of nature's most beautiful and life-sustaining resources. Through no fault of their own, many Wisconsin utility customers are facing a shutoff to their water service. This leaves them without the one life-giving resource we all take for granted. And those hardest hit? Families on fixed incomes, the elderly, and our veterans. If you or someone you care about needs a hand up, your local Wisconsin Energy and emergency service providers are working together to keep you safely in your home and your water, heat, and power on. If you are in danger of losing your water service, call 1-833-426-9472. That's 833-H2O-WISC. Or visit us online at wisconsinwater.help. You may not ask for it, but we're here to help.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
Ray Magliozza here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Men, you fought hard for the role that you play in your children's lives. This Father's Day, Cordell & Cordell celebrates you the entire month of June. Join us every Friday for our live webinar series, Father's Fridays. There, you'll receive much useful information from our panel of speakers. To register, go to CordellCordell.com/Father's Day.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 2011 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripes Cast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Number's 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Thank you again to our guest, Dr. William Horn, history professor at Villanova. His piece in the Daily Beast, "I'm a Professor. Florida just banned everything I teach." Man, we were breaking it down, the difference between what is indoctrination. We had Ron DeSantis. Evan, if you're here paying attention, can we play that again? Just that one more round there. You know, Governor DeSantis does such a good job of making my point. Okay, Governor DeSantis, tell us what's bothering you.
I think what you see now with the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture.
There it is. Ideology. And, you know, as Dr. Horn and I were talking about the reality of the ban, and we look at what's, you know, what is being banned in Florida. We look at what's being banned in actually 36 states all over the place. It's not ideology that's being banned. These aren't warriors going after woke indoctrinators. These are ideologues who are actually doing the indoctrination by banning truth, by literally saying content that we know is factual is now not permissible to be taught. That right there is the definition of indoctrination. Forcing lies, forcing non-truth, forcing a certain story to be the only story that's taught. That's the nonsense that we're putting forth. So when Ron DeSantis tells you that he's a woke warrior fighting ideology and indoctrination, people, we need to wake up. You know, I don't care if you like him, but, you know, are you in fact in favor of the government mandating ideology, of the government empowering and in fact mandating schools become ideological factories to indoctrinate kids about America? That is really a mythology, okay? Is really a mythology where everything is wonderful and happy. You know, I know DeSantis is going after Florida right now, been Disneyland and things like that. But, you know, I mean, it's a Disney movie. It's really weird that DeSantis is attacking Disney. Most of my criticism over the years has been about the inaccurate storytelling that Disney does. You would think maybe DeSantis would actually, you know, kind of be in partnership with saying, Disney, please bring more of, you know, these really awesomely illustrated, incredibly, you know, imaginative, creative, graphic masterpieces that just don't really tell the whole story. How he's not, you know, supporting and in fact giving them even more tax breaks, I don't know, because that was the past. However, a little bit of an aside there, you know, if you are a warrior, let's not worry about a woke warrior. If you're a warrior for America, if you're a warrior for freedom, if you're a patriot, if you bleed red, white, and blue, democracy, freedom, you can't get behind a DeSantis, a Chris Rufo, a Donald Trump, an anybody who is supportive of any type of banning of certain materials that are truthful and then mandating certain materials that aren't truthful. Unless you are not for freedom, the only way you can support that move, those types of policies, is if you don't believe in freedom, if you don't believe in the promise of America, if you don't believe in democracy. Well, I guess then you have found your people and your ideology, because there has, boy, never been a clear case of incredible ideology on display right now than all of these attempts to, quote, go after wokeness. Man, that is the ideology. And that's what we do here, though, every week. Every week, busted pencils. We're busting pencils, telling the truth, making sure that the reality of teaching and learning in this country remains free. Free, the freedom to learn. There is nothing more democratic. There is nothing more patriotic than fighting for the ability to learn, for fighting for the ability to teach. Nothing, you know, and that's what we're doing here. You know, Johnny's not here tonight. We'll give him the night off. But, you know, we have guests, Dr. Will Horn, you know, Alfie Cohn, Diane Ravitch, you name it. They've been here. They've been talking about this. Wake up. And if you already know what I'm saying, great. I love it. Thank you. Go out and talk to your neighbor, though. Help your neighbor understand. Don't make fun of them. Don't belittle them. Talk to them realistically about the fact, do they understand that they're supporting nothing to do with freedom, nothing to do with democracy, nothing to do with valuing American patriotism? They are supporting ideological indoctrination. They are the ones against freedom. You can't support a mandate of fiction and a stripping of truth. You can't be for freedom. If that's what you stand by, you can't do that. Talk to your neighbor. Help them bust some pencils. Take some pencils over to them. Let them break a few. Bust them. Throw them around. Talk a little bit more about this. Spend some time and, you know, get to know your neighbor. Talk about how you both love freedom. You love freedom. He loves freedom. She loves freedom. It's Busted Pencils. We love freedom. We'll see you next week. Busted Pencils, fully leaded.
Want more Busted next week. Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are Busted.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how